In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at John 12. Do you want to know your heart's desire today? Do you want to know my heart's desire today? Do you want to know your husband's heart's desire today? Do you want to know the atheist's heart's desire today? Well, I'm going to be reading it. It's going to tell you every heart's desire. "Among those who came up to worship at the feast were some Greeks." Now, you know, when we look at the Greeks just in the time of Jesus, Greek philosophers didn't care about the philosopher. They cared about the teaching, which means Aristotle himself would not be important, but his teaching was important. Do you understand what I'm saying? That the Greek philosophers were not important, but the teaching that they gave was important. "So some Greeks came up to the feast, and they approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they put this request to him, 'Sir, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus.'" That's your desire, that's my desire, that's your husband's desire, that's your wife's desire, that's the atheist's desire. Now, how would the atheist desire Jesus? I'm telling you. They might not know it, but that's what their heart is saying. "Sir, we want to see Jesus." I'm telling you, the church exists for the sole purpose that people might come to know Jesus, that people might come to give their life to Jesus, that people might praise Jesus. "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Oh, yes, what the Greeks tell us is what the world is saying. Would you let us see Jesus through your life, through your faith, through the way you live, through the way you give? We want to see Jesus. And you know what? I'm going to tell you that very often people are very disappointed. They don't see Jesus. You know why? Because we're involved in other stuff. Let me tell you, my heart is crying out for Jesus. My heart cries out for Jesus. "Like a dry, weary land without water, I cry out for Jesus." Do you know what the sinner is crying out for? The sinner cries out for Jesus. When he or she is in the middle of sin, what they're really saying is, "I really want Jesus because he is the ultimate. He is the one that I really need." Now, they don't even know that. They don't even know that as they're bogged down in sin, but they're really crying out, "I want Jesus." You know, when you buy the new car and you think the new car is going to just be everything for you and make you the man or the woman that you're going to be, what you're really crying out for is, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus." The church is crying out, "We want to see Jesus." And that's why the church exists, so that we can display Jesus in word, in sacrament, and through the power of God. Word, sacrament, and power of God. We need to see Jesus. We've been made to see Jesus. We've been made to be in relationship with Jesus. And, you know, unfortunately, so many churches are involved with bean suppers, ham suppers, bingo suppers, and all these other suppers, I'll tell you. And when in reality, the greatest thing the church can do is to bring Jesus to people and people to Jesus. That's what Teresa of Avila said. What we need to do is to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. It's so important. We want to see Jesus. So what happens? Philip turns to Andrew, and Andrew in turn came to inform Jesus. Oh, these Greeks this day got what they wanted. And I thank God for the Andrew that has always brought people to Jesus, the Andrew that brought the little boy with the lunch to Jesus, the Andrew that brought the Greeks to Jesus. I thank God for the Andrew that brought his brother Simon to Jesus. We want to see Jesus. This is what people are crying out for. They're not crying out for Latin masses. They're not crying out for English masses. They're not crying out for new revised masses. They're crying out to see Jesus. That's why, you know what? When something miraculous happens, people go. You know why? Because ultimately, they're saying we want to see Jesus. When something miraculous happens, be it the window at Milton Hospital. Oh, yes, there was a time when hundreds of people went to that window. You know, and we went too because the people were there. And we went with cassettes, and we went with the crucified Jesus, the cross, and we went preaching the gospel. Because the people were saying, we want to see Jesus. When gold dust falls upon people, what do you think they're saying? Look at the gold dust. It's coming from heaven. It's just a sign. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to be embraced by Jesus. Now, who is Jesus? Okay? And I'm going to take you now to Mark's Gospel. I'm going to take you now to Mark's Gospel. And I'm going to look at the first chapter, the ninth verse. During that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan River by John. And immediately on coming up out of the water, he saw the sky rent in two, the heavens were open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. Then the voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. On you my favor rests." Who is Jesus? Jesus is the beloved Son of the Father. Jesus is the beloved Son of the Father. Then who are you? This sounds like something from Alice in Wonderland. Who are you? In Jesus, you are the beloved Son of the Father. You are the Son in the Son. In Jesus, you are the beloved daughter of the Father. In Jesus, I am the beloved Son of the Father. I am Son of God, in Christ, with Christ, through Christ. We are sons, not slaves. Do you know that? Do you know you're a son today? Do you know you're a son today, not a slave? That you belong to Jesus, that your heart cries out for Jesus, but you're a son. A son, you're a daughter, and you are loved not for what you can do. You are loved because you're a son in the beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, that we would know this to the nth degree, Lord, that we are sons in the beloved Jesus. We are daughters in the beloved Jesus. That we have a heavenly Father who is our Papa. We have a heavenly Father who is our Daddy. We have a heavenly Father who is our Lord, And we are sons of the Father. We are sons of God in, through, and with Jesus Christ. In, through, and with Jesus Christ. Our identity is not that I am a priest first. I am a son, a beloved son in the Father, a beloved son of the Father in Christ. In Christ, I am a beloved son of the Father. What did the Father say to Jesus? You are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased. My favor rests on you. What does the Father say about you, you who are in Christ? You are my son in Jesus. You are my beloved son. Let that word bask your soul, bathe your soul. I am the beloved of the Father. I am the beloved Son of the Father in, with, and through Jesus Christ. I am a Son of God, loved by the Father before the foundation of the world. Yes, loved by the Father before the foundation of the world, even though I was not created before the foundation of the world. He knew that I would be created. He knew I would be his beloved son. He knew you would be his beloved son. He knew you would be his beloved daughter. That's who you are. When people say, you know, who are you? I am a son of God. Hallelujah. God is my papa. God is my daddy. God is my father. In Christ, I am a beloved son. There is only one son God has, and that's Jesus. But in Christ, I am the son. In Christ. In Christ, you are the son, the daughter of his love. And he says, I'm well pleased with you. I'm not well pleased with your sin, because that's not who you are. That sin is not who you are. Everything of Jesus is who you are. All of Jesus is who you are. Become who you are, not your sin, but who you are in Christ Jesus. Become that. Become that. Not your inadequacies. You see, I don't look at your inadequacies. I said, that's my pup, that's my daughter, that's my son, those are my children, loving children, my children, my son shed his blood for them, they became children through the blood of my son, they became sons through the blood of my son, they became sons through the blood of Jesus, they became daughters through the blood of Jesus. Those are my children. I love them. For even as the Father has loved me, so has the Father loved you, his son. That's what Jesus says. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. I love you in the same way the Father loves me. And the Father loves you as he loves me, because he loves you in me. For I am in them, and they are in me, and that they would be completely one in us. You are the beloved son of the Father, the beloved daughter of the Father. Your identity is that you have the same DNA as Jesus. That's the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, I have the same DNA as Jesus. That's the Holy Ghost. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? To see, when you know who you are, then you don't sin. When we sin, we forget who we are. We're the sons of God. We're the daughters of God. We're the beloved Son of God in the beloved Jesus. When we sin, we forget who we are. But that's why we have confession, so that we can ask the Lord for mercy. You see, this is so much easier if you have a father, earthly, that was just so wonderful, so glorious, so real. Catherine Kuhlman had this wonderful relationship with the Heavenly Father. You know why? Because though her papa was not a churchgoer, he was the best papa that anyone could have. She loved her father, and so she found it very easy to know that she was daughter of the Heavenly Father. That she was the daughter of the Heavenly Father in the beloved Jesus. Maybe your father wasn't perfect. No father is. God says, "You are my son, and you are in the beloved Jesus, and I will never stop loving you. I will never stop calling you son. I will never stop calling you daughter. You are not a slave. You are a son. You have the right to call me Abba, Papa, Daddy, because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. That DNA that raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Ghost, third person of the Blessed Trinity, lives in you. Come, Holy Spirit, convict us of our sonship. Come, Holy Spirit, convict us of our sonship, that we are sons in the Beloved. What did Jesus hear on the Mount of Transfiguration? This is my beloved son. You see the Father saying, that's a my boy. That's a my boy. Like an Italian papa. But from all eternity, he has been son. From all eternity, he has been the son of God. But what do the Muslims say? God is one and he has no son. Ha, ha. Ah, how stupid, how foolish, how foolish, how dumb. God is one, and he has a son, and in the Son, I am Son of God. In the Son, you are Son of the Father. In the Son, you are beloved of God. In the Son, I am beloved of God. God is one, and he has one son, and in that son he has a multitude of sons, and he knows each of his sons by name. He knows each of his daughters by name. You are of the royal family. You've been washed with the blood of Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. You are the Son of God. You are the daughter of God in the beloved Jesus. In the beloved Jesus, that's who you are. Don't forget who you are. When you forget who you are, you begin to go into sin. When you forget that you're a son and not a slave, you go into sin. When you forget that you have the same DNA as Jesus, you go into sin. Know who you are, basically, Son of the Father, daughter of God, daughter of the Most High, adopted through the blood of the Lamb, adopted through the power of the cross. You belong to him, and he belongs to you. Abba, Abba, for the Spirit calls out God, Abba, Abba, Papa, Daddy. That's who you are. That's who you are. You were called other things when you were little. You were called stupid. You are not stupid. You are Son of God in the beloved Jesus. You were called dumb. You are not dumb. You are the beloved Son of the Father in Jesus. You were called a hoodlum. You are not a hoodlum. You are the beloved Son of God in the beloved Jesus. You were called no good. You are not no good. You are the beloved Son in the beloved Jesus. Whatever you were called, you are not that. You were ransomed by the blood of Jesus. You were taken into his family at the cost of his precious blood. You are his, and he is mine. You have a heavenly Father who loves you even as he loves Jesus. As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I love you. I love you in the same way the Father loves me. Oh, Jesus, Lord, wash away all of those bad areas of our life that thinks we're no good, that thinks we've just done everything wrong, that thinks you'll never forgive us. Oh, we call on your blood, Jesus, to cleanse, to purify, to make whole, and to let us know, this is my son. This is my daughter, in Jesus, with Jesus, and through Jesus, a son of God. Welcome to the family. Through faith and baptism, you're a son. Don't forget it. You're a daughter. Don't forget it. In the Beloved, in Christ, don't forget it. That's our identity. My identity is not that I can do miracles. My identity is I'm a son. My identity is not that I'm a priest. No, I'm a son first. I am the Son of God in Christ. And I pray the Holy Spirit would convince us of that reality. You're not a thief. You're a son. And when you were doing your thieving, you forgot who you were. You were baptized into Christ. You gave your life to Jesus. My friends, let us be who we are. And if we are who we are, then the world would see Jesus, because they'd see him shining through our eyes, through our actions, through our lives. You know, in August, there were 49,000 hits on our website. Imagine 49,000 hits in August. That's amazing. That's amazing. Our website is www.inseason.net. www.inseason.net. If you would like to see television or radio, it's there. The television program that so many have looked at is the one on drugs. The one on drugs. And it's amazing. It's totally amazing that I received an email from somebody from Oslo who watches us and hears us on the World Wide Web. It's totally, totally amazing. Amazing. So we put these talks eventually on the World Wide Web. That's www.inseason.net. www.inseason.net. I also need to hear from people in New Mexico, Albuquerque. If you want me to stay on, I really need to hear from you. You want me to stay on in Arizona? I really need to hear from you. You want me to stay on WFAX? I really need to hear from you. You know, you want me to stay on WACE? Well, you know what? Only if we can pay our bills. And you can go to www.inseason.net and you can go right on PayPal. Or you can go to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you know what? It's been raining in Boston, and that means that people who need to have their roofs fixed, they need a repair, not a whole roof, because you've been having drips on your head. You can call Jimmy the roofer. He's got some time this weekend. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Do it before it gets worse. 617-519-0341. 877-344-0341, and I promise you Jimmy will give you a fair price. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. So who are you today? I am the Son of God in the Son. I am a Son of God in the Son, Jesus Christ. I've been washed clean by the blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit dwells within me. I have the privilege and right to call God Daddy, Papa, Abba. I belong to the royal family, which makes me a servant of people and a person who shows people Jesus. As the Greeks came to Jesus, the whole world is saying to the church, we want to see Jesus. I tell you, that is the most important thing that the church does, to show people Jesus in word, sacrament, and power of God, and through our lives. Sir, we would see Jesus if he came to your church. Would he see Jesus? And if not, start praying for your church. Start praying for your preacher, for your priest. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.